Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
If you pay attention to the news, whether it is printed or broadcast, you have probably come away with the same feeling as I have, that the news in our country of late has become one big tabloid. I think everyone has had their fill of scandal, either real or made up, and it has become the crusade of our news outlets to perpetuate the sensationalism of these stories. Is there relevance in these stories, or are they meant as a distraction to other matters of more importance? That is up to the consumer and how much credence of time each of us puts into these stories. Are we being manipulated for a reason, or is the political climate such that political ambition has clouded reality? Do most people really care about the big headlines these days, or are we growing tired of the continued drip of tabloid sensationalism? There are some real issues out there today that get very little coverage, such as continued conflict in the Middle East, unrest on our southern border, global expansion of foreign powers, rising costs of consumer goods, expanding national debt, lack of true representation at the state and federal level, and a possible overreach of federal constitutional authority, to name a few. Then there are positive things happening that get little or no coverage. A booming economy, companies returning to the United States to do business, tax cuts, which most Americans have benefited from, eliminating a large number of redundant regulations that have stifled growth of our domestic producers. The problem with real, meaningful news is that it does not go far enough in promoting the agenda of minimizing other political views. Positive outcome has become negative because it does not promote the other biased political views. There was a movie out a few years ago dealing with this very issue called Wag the Dog, where crisis was fabricated to take the focus off of what was really going on. The crisis was well orchestrated by a movie producer hired by the government to make it real. The news outlet reported on the crisis with the real story being covered up, and it just faded away. Could this happen today? Can we be manipulated and have our focus be averted from what is really going on? I believe we are fed distraction quite often for the purpose of promoting an agenda or belief. People have busy lives, and it is convenient to have information available through many media outlets we have today. The remedy is to be engaged in the participative government we have, which many countries do not. If we fail to keep our leaders in check, we forfeit our freedoms, and the alternative is not good. This has been Mike Downey for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.